The issues that we covered, the non-payment of wages and salaries by the few companies that exist in Bulawayo, people are crying foul. Salaries are not paid. I remember one lady stood up to say for the last 6 months, the National Railways of Zimbabwe has not paid her anything. This is the kind of a situation. Unfortunately, out of indigenization and empowerment, most of these companies are owned by our own people who are big guys. And the same guys are still empowering each other. So we're heading for a big clash with whoever owns the company.
What did you resolve in terms of companies that are not paying their workers, especially they in Bulawayo?
Initially, we're going to take them to court. Already, we've got a list of those who are alleged not to be paying salaries and wages. We are taking them to court. From court, we're going to decide, because there'll be a lot of action. It won't be an easy year this coming season, I tell you. Workers are prepared to sacrifice for their own rights.
What about the issue of water? What have you resolved?
We looked at the water situation, particularly in Bulawayo. The situation is so terrible. It doesn't matter. Some of the bills have been cancelled out, but they've been hiked again, and they are coming up. They are quite unaffordable to an ordinary citizen of Bulawayo. So here we are protesting. We want also on the Minister of Transport. Railways are not fully functional. You know, there are new ministries now. Our former Minister of Mines has taken over transport. We've warned him that we want roads in good order, want our railways, which move industry, in good order. Railways also move economy, want them in good order. Our economy in general must be revived. And at the same time, we are saying that industries in Bulawayo must be revived.